This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Las Vegas law enforcement say the Tesla Cybertruck that exploded outside of a hotel there on New Year's Day was rented in Colorado. Authorities say they tracked the truck via surveillance cameras at charging stations between Colorado and Nevada. It was rented through Turo, an online app. The person inside the truck died when the truck exploded in the valet of the hotel. Six others were injured, but not seriously. It's unclear whether the explosion was connected to the attack in New Orleans early yesterday. 15 people died in that attack. Colorado voters chose to keep Democrats in control of the state legislature in this fall's election by a slightly smaller margin. Now, as lawmakers get ready to return to work, party leaders are reflecting on what it means. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
While a few seats flipped to Republicans, Democrats note that they still lead state government by wide margins. Here's incoming Senate President James Coleman of Denver.
We've got polling and data that talks about Colorado's moving in the right direction. Our job is always to be proactive and counteract from policies we think are going to be harmful to the people of the state of Colorado.
And he also wants Colorado to share its best practices with the rest of the country, even as other areas move to the right. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Some conservative Colorado counties are considering an appeal after a judge threw out their lawsuit seeking to work more closely with federal immigration officials, contrary to state law. The counties, including Douglas and El Paso, say it would be difficult to not help federal ICE officials in the duties of local law enforcement. Colorado's Avalanche Information Center is warning of increased avalanche danger across the state's high country. They say backcountry hiking is especially dangerous through the weekend. Ethan Green is the center's director.
The routes that you typically think of as being safe might not be safe right now. Staying out of avalanche terrain, staying away from steep snow-covered slopes is probably a good idea.
There was a large avalanche in Clear Creek County on New Year's Eve. 6 minutes after 7, this is Morning Edition on CPR News.